Jason Wilde.
I'm not in a mood for drama tonight, Jason.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Is on Rutledge and Hamilton.
I don't know if I will go as far as you will.
With Jim Rutledge and Matt Hamilton.
All right, boys. All right. Very good.
Presented by Coors Light.
Jason Wilde's theme music. Jason Wilde is joining the show. And Jason, we asked the question. We have a big announcement tomorrow at 4 o'clock on ESPN Madison during Rutledge and Hamilton. We're asking for wrong answers only. We have a lot of Jesse Nelson getting fired. But we have, when people are chiming in, wrong answers only, what is our big announcement on Rutledge and Hamilton tomorrow for the big signing for ESPN Madison?
We are releasing you both from your contracts, and the show is going to be Wooly or Wooly and Jelly, Ryan Wollersheim and Jesse Nelson, because Jesse Nelson is also joining Team Schuster as an Olympic curler.
Okay.
Wow.
Take it, Matt Hamilton spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure it's about time. You know, his time has passed. Meanwhile, I don't know what Matt Hamilton's role will be, but I feel confident that even with his Olympic work schedule, he would still work more days than Jesse. So I think it's going to be a win for everybody.
You know what? I don't think that's totally wrong. I've really wanted to take a beat from curling and focus on my radio career. So that might be a good opportunity to find a new role here.
Hey, I know you guys are still in the running for the best sports comedy show. I am curious, at what point are you washed as a curler? Like, what age? Because Wooly, or Wooly...
Please don't.
...said today on our show that he thought maybe he was washed already and he's turning 25. So as a curler... How long can you go? Like 50?
Yeah. So there's two real basic positions of curling. There's front enders and back enders. The front end does a lot more sweeping.
Are we still talking about curling?
Yeah, yeah. So those are the first. Like, there's a team of four. Typically, the lead and the second, the guys that throw first, or the front half of your stones, they're the front enders. They sweep more, a little more physically demanding. The back end or the third and the skip, they're more cerebral. They're calling the shots. They don't have to sweep as much. So the longevity is way better for like a third and a skip. And I'm a second. So
you're a front end guy.
I'm a front end guy. So I think, yeah.
Spicy.
Don't tell my wife.
I'm so glad I asked. So, I'm really glad I asked.
Yeah. So really I'm definitely a front ender. So I think my career, I'm probably already washed now that I think about it. Fourth place after winning a gold medal? Like, come on, Jason. Read the room.
This better be a promo. This had better be a promo. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have football related questions? No, Jason, I'll let Matt
I got other questions for Jason.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I was curious. I want to know what Jason does on the 4th of July, because he does not seem like someone who lights off fireworks with all the animals in his house.
Yeah, that's a very good observation. So we were not home for the 4th of July. When we are home, I am on pet calming duty.
Ah.
I feel like if you've seen one firework, you've seen them all. And I like fireworks if they're not upsetting the dogs, but our two dogs do get a little overwhelmed by those noises. So when we are home... I have them in the basement while our neighbor, who went to the University of Michigan and was a walk-on there for the football team, risks his life and everyone in our neighborhood by setting off fireworks unprofessionally. So I don't know if Andy did that this year or not, because we weren't here. We were actually in Madison because Sydney took part in the Badgers volleyball camp on Friday and Saturday. So we spent the 4th in beautiful Verona and had about five sound machines going on our various iPads and iPhones so the dogs would not hear the fireworks going off in the Verona area. So that was our 4th of July.
How do your dog, my dog, I don't know what happened about 3 years ago. She's just done. Like, she can't handle fireworks. She's panting. She's hiding under her feet. We have to use the sound machines. Uh-huh. Have to distract her, the whole thing. Uh-huh. Matt, what about your dog? Since I had a walker hound named Flash from Florida. Didn't blink an eye at fireworks. Dolly didn't, I swear, for the first 2 years of her life. And then all of a sudden, last 3 years, she's a wreck. What about your dogs, Matt?
They don't love them, but they're not like... gonna go like cower, or you know, they're not gonna have an accident or anything.
She doesn't have an accident, thankfully, but she cowers.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I'm pretty lucky. I was with my sister's dogs this weekend. Fortunately, one of them's old. It's a pug. She's about 12 or 13. She's deaf, so she couldn't hear. It was awesome. Her other dog, the lab named Oli, he's a big softy. He was in the basement.
So, Jason, do you do anything? I know some people talk about CBD or, like, sedatives. Do you do anything for the dogs?
Thunder blanket.
Thunder blanket did
we
not
don't.
Work for
we
Dolly.
Take, Sorry. Yeah, we take them in the basement, and then we have the sound machines going. I'm usually the one that has an accident, not them, so we don't have to worry about that. But it is funny, like, because our girls, our oldest, Maddie, does not like loud noises to begin with, so she doesn't really enjoy fireworks either. So, like, we didn't really feel like there was a void in our life because we, like, got Cheesecake Factory takeout and went back to the Hyatt place and went to bed early so Sid would be well-rested for the volleyball game.
That's fair.
Yeah, do you smoke up your dogs for the holidays, Matt? Or are they good?
I'm not sharing.
You just go to Cheesecake Factory all by yourself. That's
yeah.
That's how you do that one, yeah. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm curious. So, getting into the football stuff. Jordan Love's got to sign soon, right?
Yeah, I would. I told Tausch this the other day, and he gave me a hard time for it. But I just have such Jordan Love contract fatigue. And it's not because I don't want him to get paid, because, as you may have heard, I like Jordan as a guy. Like, he is. I've got the beginnings of a really good relationship with him. I really like talking to him about things other than football. I think he's really my kind of leader. Obviously he's not leading me, but I love his leadership style. Like, it's a stark contrast from his predecessor. And I'm not saying that there weren't times when Aaron Rodgers was justified to chew guys' asses out and get after him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I never liked, and I've told him this to his face. So it's not like I'm talking behind his back on, Wooly and Jelly here, but if I'm his teammate, I don't want you flailing your arms if I mess up. I don't want you screaming into the heavens or into the dirt or at me or giving me a dirty look. Like, I know I blanked up, you know. I'll do better next time, I promise. And I think that's Jordan Love's style. Now, behind the scenes, maybe on occasion he gets after guys when it's really necessary, but I just feel like, you know, again, you have a good leader knows which players need which type of motivation and which buttons pushed. And it would appear that Jordan Love, if I was one of his, you know, ninth string wide receivers, because I can't play tight end, but then again, can I really play wide receiver? Mm-hmm. I just feel like I would really appreciate his leadership style. So I want this to be over. I think he deserves a big contract. Do I think he deserves to be the highest paid quarterback in the league? I don't. I just don't. And my point has been, if that's important to him, and I don't know if it is or isn't, I'm sure it's important to his agents to get that number to 56 or
sure
whatever
is.
It might be. But for me, I want absolutely positively the maximum amount of guaranteed money in my deal. Now, I don't think he's going to get all, like, $236 million guaranteed like Deshaun Watson, which was galactically stupid by the Browns, given not only his injury issues, but more importantly, his off-the-field indiscretions. But I want as much guaranteed as I can. And if I only get 52 as an average, but I get way more guaranteed than Trevor Lawrence at 142 or more than the 170 that Jared Goff got, that to me, that's a much bigger win. And so whether that happens before the first practice on July 22nd, I would expect it, but I wouldn't be floored if it didn't happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you had mentioned how you had, like, have talked to Jordan Love and then started talking about things other than football. Are these, like, his interests? And, like, what are they? Or what are you talking to Jordan Love about that's not football in this
curling
relationship? Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
So obviously his now fiance, Ronica Stone, is a pro volleyball player. She was an All-American at Oregon. And oddly enough, like, our first, like, kind of non-football related discussion was he overheard me talking about Sydney playing volleyball, but he had no idea. You know, he obviously assumed I'm really, really old, because I'm guessing he thought she was playing, you know, some elite level because of her mother's athleticism. And I was like, no, she's like, she's 12. Like, she just started playing. And so he said, yeah, there's nothing worse than trying to watch middle school volleyball, he said. And I said, well, you're way away from that phase now, right? I mean, Ronica's moving into the pros. And that was how it started. And then, like, Ronica ended up going to Sid's club's practice once and talking to the team. And it just sort of grew from there, the conversation. So we talk about all kinds of different stuff. I will say the one work-related but not football-related topic, because I know he started to talk a little bit about it in recent months, is his dad. Because, you know, for those that aren't aware, his father committed suicide when Jordan was 14. And I'm always fascinated and intrigued by what make people what they are. Like, you know, we don't need to delve into my life, but I would say that some of the things that have happened in my life have made me obsessive about telling people I love them all the time, being a very bad helicopter parent, and really, really being focused on, you know, preventing danger, whatever it might be. But on top of that, like, I'm super engaged to the point where Tausch thinks that I'm maybe over-engaged as a parent, but I didn't get that from my parents. So we're all products of our how we grow up. And for Jordan to have overcome that at a critical age of 14 and to lose his dad that way and to become what he's become, I just think that speaks so much to his character. That is a story that we've talked a little bit about it, but that is one story that I would really like to tell, because I'm just so impressed by the guy he's grown up to be, given the challenges that he faced at a really critical age.
Dang it, Jason, you make it hard for me to, like, dislike people. I think people sharing stories about how suicide can affect their lives and people in their lives going through that and living the people around them that have to live through that, sharing those stories and destigmatizing suicide, I think is incredibly important. I've lost two people in my life that were very close to me because of it, and it's tragic, and good on Jordan for bringing attention to it, because I think a lot of people still shy away from it. So, dang it, why are you making me like him?
Well, you know, here's why. It's because I'm taking so much shrapnel for my hot take of wanting your quarterback, and I guess technically my quarterback, to both be really great. Like, I was sitting in the Fleet Farm parking lot. I can't remember which show I was on the other day or last week, and I was just getting crushed because how can you possibly want him to be a great quarterback? How can you be cheering for Caleb Williams? And I try to explain, I'm not cheering for him per se. I'm cheering for the story and the rivalry, and it is just, it's so exhausting. Like, I can't even imagine what it's like for you to be a Bears fan in the Wisconsin market, because that's got to be even more exhausting. But it's like, I might as well say that I hate cheese, I hate beer, I don't think you should be legally allowed to hunt deer. I mean, what else can I say in Wisconsin that would make people hate me, or at least dislike my take more than, I really hope the Bears quarterback is good and this rivalry becomes a legit rivalry for the next decade and change.
And it is funny to me because Well, you wouldn't like it if it was a Joe, like a, how about this? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen can't get past Patrick Mahomes, but it is a lot of fun to watch those games over and over again. But if Jordan Love was the Mahomes in this situation and Caleb Williams was Josh Allen who hasn't overcome the mountain, that's not fun. You still get the wins every time, but they're happening in meaningful right? playoff games.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you're just a coward. You're afraid
of
competition.
I like dunking on the team that wants to be our rival again.
Oh, we are your rival. Don't do this game. Just because the Brewers aren't the Cubs' rival doesn't mean you get to change it the other way.
I don't know. It's not really a rivalry anymore.
It is, though. Because
it's still
right,
a rivalry.
Your reaction right now, your snide little angry comments and Jason Wilden getting crap in the Fleet Farm parking lot proves it is a rivalry. Like, you can't, yeah.
Who's Team Schuster's rival?
Yeah.
Team Dropkin?
Yeah, that you. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
They never beat us. This one's not really a rivalry.
You immediately said them. You immediately said them. Like it,
curling's a small sport, Jim.
I mean, you're kind of like the Chiefs of curling, so, yeah.
Yeah, in the U.S.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, why, did the Chiefs finish in fourth place last time that there was a big
curling? That's why I said U.S.,
they do they do dominate the U.S. As much as you like to give Team Schuster a hard time, I think you are kind of the bulls for Team Dropkin, because you guys always get... Well, they do always get to Worlds, so, like, Dropkin can never get past them. They do always get to Worlds, so they are winning in the U.S.
Do you imagine how much time
nationally.
I'd be at work if I lost to those guys?
I know, can you practice less?
No.
Wait, if you're the Bulls, who does that make Hamilton then? Rodman?
On the team.
On that team?
Yeah. Are you Rodman?
The bad boy
are you
curling?
You're not Jordan.
No, I'm not Jordan.
Harper?
Probably Rodman.
Tony Kukoc?
Bison Deli? Okay. What do you, how deep do you want to go? Judd Bushler?
Why am I blanking on the guy's name? The coach for the Golden State Warriors?
Steve Kerr.
I'll be Steve Kerr. Just a three-point specialist.
Well, and you can blend it too. John Paxson and Steve Kerr are basically the same person, so you can kind of be the blend of those two.
Okay, I'll be John Kerr.
Yeah, there
I'll
you go.
I'll be Steve Paxson.
Steve Paxson.
I like Steve Paxson. Steve Paxson works out better. There you go. I like that. All right.
Thanks for helping us figure that out, Jason.
I'm here to help.
So maybe next time we talk, we'll definitely have the big news, but also maybe we'll have some big Packer news.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be 2 weeks, but it's getting close. Football season is honestly inching back around the corner.
Yeah. I'm so pumped.
Yep. Can't wait for the big news, guys. I'm eager to hear it. I know it's not what my answer is, thank God. So I look forward to the big announcement. Thanks, boys.
Thanks for coming on, Jason. Always great talking to you.
Love you.
All right, take care. Be good.
He does not love you, man.
Well, he tries to say it to people, so I was just giving him the opportunity.
He says it to people he loves.
Well, I was giving him the chance to respond. He chose not to.
Jeez, man. That's big matzo ball out there. Ryan, that's a piece of dating advice.
Don't do that on the first date.
Don't say I love you first.
No, I would think not.
Someone's got to.